Torah Bamidbar, page 30, second column. Let's see, 5, 10. Close to 20 lines from the bottom of the page, second column. Okay, the Rebbe asked a question at the beginning of the Maimer. What does it mean by Daba Lakimus Kol Advarim Ha'Ela Lamer? Why does it say as Kol Advarim Ha'Ela? It should say by Daba Lakim Anecha Hashem Alakecha. Why does it add all these things? That's Advarim Ha'Ela, so on. So he says, Ela refers to the revealed part of Torah. Ela. They could say at the beginning of Dvarim, Ela HaDvarim, because that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke directly to the Jews. And he started explaining that the Torah Shebiksav is, so to speak, hidden, because it's unclear what it means. And Torah Shebapeh is actually what reveals what the hidden meaning of Torah Shebiksav is. So then the Alter Rebbe asked the question, L'cheira, why was Matan Torah, Kelus, Avrakim, Thunder, Lightning, and all that, when what he basically said were simple things? So he said, again, it's not what he said, but what happened when he said it. That what happened was, and now God, the deepest levels of Ruchnius is able to become connected to Gashmius. Okay? So then in Neis Beis, the Alter Rebbe started explaining the argument in the Gemara, what's greater, learning or action? And then the conclusion of the Gemara was, that learning is greater than action because learning brings to action. But he says, L'cha'eda, Torah is the manual how to do the mitzvahs, so how could Torah be greater than the mitzvahs themselves? Okay, that's what we're basically up to. Okay, so he says now, if you see on the next page where it says Eish Gimel, it's equal to that on page 30 in the second column. The inyan is as follows. The commandment is out. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Imein chachma ein yira." If there's no chachma, there's no fear. "Imein yira ein chachma." If there's no fear, there's no chachma. So, like, what's the chicken? What's the egg? He says, "Tzarech lovin heichla haschil." It says, if there's no chachma, there's no yira. If there's no yira, there's no chachma. So, what do you start from? V'yovin inyan the behegdim levayir. We need to understand like this. The life of Hashem that comes and gives existence to the whole world. Medesh called Dagen from the top of the levels to the bottom level. Yesh by Beis Bechinas. There's two ways Hashem sustains the world. One is Mamala Kol Almin, the level, the permeating level. The Yisachayis Malubish Mamulatich Almin Mamish. That the Chayis of Hashem comes actually into the physical world, so to speak, dresses into it. It's infinite Hashem coming into a finite. So it's through the level of Hishtaushus B'derech Ilo V'olu, cause and effect, V'tzimtzumim Rabim, and many limitations. V'yiridus HaMadregas M'Madreg L'Madrega, and the level is going from level to level. As long as we still have to do it, we're soon probably going to stop, but meanwhile. So he says like this. One level of chayis coming from Hashem is what's called Mamalakulam. Malakulam is where chayis of Hashem permeates every creature, meaning inanimate is inanimate, plant is plant, animal is animal, atzilus is atzilus, b'riya is b'riya, yitzilus, and so on. Mipsori, achzalokam, like we see it in our own flesh, the Pasuk says we can understand Hashem. K'mei yislabish ha-secho b'midas. Just like seichel of a person, the intellect of a person comes into his midas. And midas come into machshav, into thought. And thought comes into speech. That it comes lower, intellect, lower, 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 into emotions, lower, lower, lower. Then it comes to thought. And then it becomes also the five senses, four senses, riyashmiya, listening and seeing and so on. The chayis hasheira b'merech v'lev, and the chayis comes into the mind, in the heart. U'me'alev mispashu l'chol ha'ivarim, and then from the heart it goes to all limbs. Shemekabim liyismozgam atchunosim. Then each one gets its own level, like that this should be the rosh, and this is the regel. V'chol zedavku huderech v'seidu ishtalshus. In other words, what we learned a lot of times, the definition of mamalik ha'amin, it permeates it. If it permeates it, it's based on the keli. That's what chayis you get. So therefore, the head is higher than the foot because the head is a higher keli for higher faculties such as thinking and intelligence versus the foot, which is basically walking and kicking. That the chayis of the nefesh comes throughout the body. That the limb of the is full. That's why it's called memale. Memale means it permeates, it fills it. And everything gets according to its level, according to its makeup. That is not the nefesh itself. That is a ray, so to speak, of the nefesh. That it comes into limited faculties, head, heart, foot, and so on. Because, I mean, here's what Alter Rebbe said. Another, and technically it is. But Alter Rebbe is saying, in the nefesh itself, you don't have divisions. You know, there's no, this part of the nefesh is this, this part of the nefesh is this. They're all united. Like we learned many times, the gashmistic marshal of this, besides the neshama, is a battery. A battery is life. Okay? Now, you put it into this toy, it talks. You put it into this thing, it gives light. You put it into this thing, it moves. So that doesn't mean there's a light power in the battery and there's a talking power in the battery. The power is life. Battery is life. It goes into this vessel, so then it talks, it walks, it gives light, whatever the battery, it gives a clock, whatever. It gives in that. So the battery itself is not composed of different powers, because the truth of the matter is, if somebody would create a new toy that does something else that needs a battery, the battery would do that also, because it's one simplistic form of chayis. So the nefesh itself is not composed of all. The nefesh has power. When it goes into certain limbs, then it talks and walks and sees and hears and so on. Now he's talking about mamala powers. No, he said no. He's saying this power of mamala is not the nefesh itself. It's only a ray, a manifestation of the nefesh. Because the nefesh itself is above mamala. So soon explain. The nefesh itself is above seviv also.
Right.
Okay, so.
Nefesh is a generalized thing.
And then nefesh is soul. Soul. Life. The soul is life. A soul leaves the body, a person's dead. The soul's in the body, the person's alive.
He's saying, but it has power.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not composed of different compartments of power.
It has one.
Yeah, yeah. One power, it gives life.
When someone has a shama, has a bad disease, is the body has a bad disease, and
shama
doesn't have any problem with that?
Neshama doesn't change.
So is the body who has a bad
It's the body that's not a vessel for it anymore? Or in the connection, in the wiring, so to speak, between the neshama and the guf, there's something wrong. Like we learned, the fact is, blind parents can give birth to seeing children. Deaf parents can give birth to hearing children. Right? Now, science will tell you, no, because the question is, if the parent, God forbid, doesn't have sight, how can he give it to the kid? If both parents don't have sight, how can you give something you don't have to your kid? Okay, so science says it skips a generation, the genes, whatever. Chassidus explains it much simpler. The neshama is perfect. The neshama is a power of sight. The reason why a parent or somebody can't see, God forbid, is because there's something wrong with the eye, the physical vessel, or in the wiring. Okay? But that doesn't mean the neshama now doesn't have the power of sight. The neshama of a blind person has the power of sight. Something's wrong in the vessel or in the connection. So now if the child is born without that problem, I mean, the eye is good and the connection is good. The child could see. You're not giving them something you don't have. The parent has, the neshama has the power of sight. And therefore, when a person gets older, generally speaking, yeah, even a healthy person, you get older, you get weaker. That's what Torah says. Levim stopped working at 50 because they couldn't schlep the boards anymore. They have no koyach. After 50, you go downhill in koyach, right? Now, that doesn't mean the neshama gets old. It means the vitality of the body is getting less. So therefore, it's not such a keli for the power of the neshama to function like it used to be. Before it was a better keli because it was, you know, young and vitality and whatever you want to call it.
Vibrant.
And then, but not chas v'shom, the neshama changes. The neshama doesn't change. Neshama doesn't get old. The neshama doesn't die. The neshama doesn't get sick. Because the body, let's say the eye, is not functioning, so therefore the power of sight can't go into that into the eye. It's not the neshama's problem, it's the eye's problem, or the connection.
The klali is in the brain or heart or both?
The klali is generally in the brain, for the brain it goes to the heart, and then from the heart to the rest of the body.
The body doesn't last forever, therefore body is not permanent.
Right. Because then the bodies are going to get up forever. Then it will be emes.
You know, halakhically, which one, as far as halakha, which brain death or heart death?
Most opinions hold respiratory death. There are a few people that want to say brain death, but most people say no, it's respiratory death. Anyway, let's go. She says, "Ach mikomo kaim." No. Okay. Ki anefesh atzma ein lo b'chinas zchalkus l'kama keiches pratim. Asher kol hakeiches klulim misachtim vein elim mishem keich prati klal. But in the nefesh itself, there's no, again, compartments of power. The nefesh, one simplistic chayis, or wherever it is. Mikomo kaim hakeiches sehem v'reshvisom. And but nevertheless, the beginning of the powers, the koyach ha-chochma v'aseichel, she-mispashit mi-ha-nefesh, u-mit-nimshich mi-atzmis ha-nefesh atzma. But Moshul, the higher faculty, like he says, the nefesh is called nefesh ha-maskelis, the nefesh which understands, she-lakach nich, called nefesh ha-maskelis, al-shem koyach ha-seichel she-mispashit mi-menu, she-urosh, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, in the end of Lukutei Amorim, where does the neshama reveal itself in the body? In the head. The initial revelation of the neshama in the body is in the head. Right now he's talking about either one of them, because you're talking about he's talking about here giving life to the body. That's by everybody in Nefesh HaBamis, unless if it's a tzaddik.
Somebody who doesn't have a head,
then it's a problem. It sometimes it works. Sometimes their person has a disease, and the Rebbe said, "No, you don't." And then they went back and checked it, and they taka don't have the disease. Sometimes people that medically cannot have children,
right.
And they had children. Now, what happened? Did he? I don't know. I just know it works. How it works is not my business. As long as it works, it's good. Okay, Mami Shende the page. Im ye say never gilui koyach haseich prati miuchu b'fnei atzmei. So therefore, he says like this. Even though there's no seichel compartment in the nefesh, like you said before, but again, he said, because seichel is the highest power, that koyach of seichel was concealed in the nefesh. Therefore, v'ispashkus, the manifestation of that koyach, who yet mehelim al agilui, hariyamiatmitz a nefesh. In other words, when the koyach has come out of the nefesh, it's not yesh miayim. Or lemoshel, even the way Chassidus explains it in the nefesh, and then we understand how it works in Elokus. The nefesh is the source of all those various powers, right? Thinking, midas, thought, speech, and action, everything else. The senses for
the generator.
It has it all behelim. But there's two types of helim. There's a helim that's called sheyeshne b'metzias. There's a concealed level source that exists, and then there's a hidden source that doesn't exist. For instance, the famous Moshe Chassidus brings, if you have a barbecue, yeah, and the coals are boiling hot, but you don't see any fire on them, okay? If you don't fuel it, then the fire comes up. You blow on it, the fire comes up. But that's why the blacksmith needed those big fans,
the bellows,
because sometimes the fire, you don't see the fire, right? Now, that doesn't mean the fire is not there. You touch your hand, you're going to burn. Okay? But it's concealed. I mean, it's not an open fire yet. You blow on it, you create a fire, an open fire. So that concealment, that source of the open fire is existing. It's just hidden. Then you have Tzurah Chalamish, the flintstone. The flintstone is a source of fire. Now, the stone is cold. You put it into water. You take it out and rub it. It's still going to create a fire. So, yes, the Tzurah Chalamish is a source of fire. But it's not a source that's existing. It's only the potential, Kriya Chayuli. It's only, that's the sphere of Sagnuzes. I mean, in Chassidus, there's a lot about. But bottom line is, it's the source of fire, but there is no fire in the stone. So the same thing in the nefesh, you have these different levels, and obviously that's the way it works in Elokus. There's a level of Elokus which is the source of world. It's hidden, like Sefer Kol Alamin, but it's still there. There is a level called Sefer Kol Alamin. Then there's a higher level, the Devish is the source of world, but it's non-existent there. It's only the potential source. Because you can't limit the nefesh to be able to be, like he says, full of compartments. There's no compartments there. It's the potential source for seeing and hearing and walking and talking and everything else. So he says, L'chach gamach is pashtes b'chines gilui. Therefore, even after it's revealed, until to the extent the nefesh is called nefesh hamaskelis, the nefesh which understands. That means the nefesh understands. Because even though the nefesh doesn't have any compartments of seichel in it, but it's a source that's pretty close to the coming out of seichel. To give life to the whole world in the level of Mamalu Kolam. Meaning, there's a Chayis, I'll never start saying at the beginning over here, there's two powers of Chayis that Hashem gives to the world. There's a level of Chayis that Hashem gives to the world that's called Mamalu Kolam. Everything, it permeates every level accordingly. Yeah, and then he says, Kinek Siv, it says, Atu Hashem Levadecha. You are Hashem alone. You make the heavens and all the things in the heaven. Pirush, what does it mean? Ato Hashem levadcha, levadecha. What does it mean? You're alone. Shul levade is baruch yochad umiyuchad. The lav is of tzedek yediyah. There's no known tzedek. Meaning, v'lav mikol in midasio klal. Even though Hashem is not composed of any of these midas whatsoever, it's we say impossible. Meaning, Even though we say Ato Hashem Levadecha, even though we say God, you're alone, meaning there is no composition of you whatsoever. You're not composed of anything. Nevertheless, you make heaven and earth. The Hainu. His past is Gedulah Saint Zel Baruch Hu Lemailah and Ketzel Lemata and Tachus. Goes from the highest level to the lowest level. She'ein Zel Lebechinus is Pashtas Bulvad. So therefore, this level of Chayas that comes from Hashem into a limited world is only a ray of Elokus, right? The Pashtas manifestation of Elokus. Bechinus Ha'ariv is Ziv Ki Malchus Ha'malchus Kol Elamim. Vein Zala Bechina Shein. And that's the whole concept of a name. What we say, V'naskir Shimcha, will mention your name, Hainu. K'mei Shema Adam Shikrenel B'shmei. Just like the name of a person when you call him his name. Who ain't pain allocator, you see, the guy turns to you. You call a guy by his name, he turns to you. Or like it said, Ayish Hashem al Hevel v'amun chosik. Hashem turned to Hevel and his offering, not to Kayin. That from him comes all the chayis. Meaning, is the name of the person the essence of the person? No. But what does name do? Name gets the essence to come to you. This chayis of Hashem is the level of a shame. Name. What does it mean? That's the way Hashem reveals himself. Is it Hashem? Obviously not. That's what we say in Davening from Tehillim. Yahalu Hashem Hashem ki nizkav shmei levadei heidei al eretz shemayim. This whole thing is only the name of Hashem, meaning the name is at your essence. The name doesn't make you think better and talk better and walk better, but it gets you. It calls you. This revelation of the neshama in the body. Levels, like you said, to seichel, to midas, to thought, to speech, to action. In the world of atzilus, Alokus and the Kalim and the Eretz are all one. She'erding tzav baruch miyuchad sham biyuchad gamu. Over there, Alokus is one with the world. That's why it's called Eitzel. Gemei aderech mashal. Yisachdus nefesh hamaskalasim kerech haseichem is pashim menu kanal. Okay? Okay. Alzeh nemer godol Hashem umol ma'ed. V'lugdullah sein chekel. That there's no end to his greatness. Us for no same is but his understanding. There is no number. So then it comes like this. It comes in the level of Atzilus that there is no number. Like we say, Svanasai ain't misbod. Right? There's no number. Then we have though in the next world there are numbers. In Briya Malachim, there's Elef Alafim, Ribim, Revolvers, and so on. Misham, you put it in there, for it spreads out. The Esmein and Misbelek Echavim, to count numbers for the stars, or like it says, Hameitzi b'misper tzvam. Hashem brings them out with their numbers. What does it mean, brings them out? Like Hameitzi m'shuset al yachad u'shuset abim. It's like Hashem uses the word that from Briya. It goes, from Atzilus, it goes into Malachim. All that. So he said, it's like carrying out from a private domain to a public domain. Atzilus is a private domain, Rishus HaYachid. Atzilus is only Yachid, Chayi Olam, and Malach, only Hashem. And then, again, Rishus HaYachid, Olam Atzilus, where it's Iva, Chayi Chad, Misham, Yipari. From there it goes into Pirud, from Elam ad Elam until it becomes Rosh Rishus Aram to the Pruda. In other words, Atzilus is Rishus Yachid, Achdus Yachid Cheolamim, only Hashem. And then it comes from Atzilus down. Hashem brings it out from the private domain to the public domain, which is this world, which is the deviation and pluralism and all the, you know, all these things.
How does he do that on Shabbat?
Because by Hashem, everything's Rishus Yochid anyway, so it doesn't mean anything. Okay, it's not enough. Gamakim, Merev Einim, Vamas Keach, Ishtoy Neda, Pivish. Ishtoy Neda, Bechin is Bittol. And nevertheless, it still has the potential to be bottled. Because bottom line is, where does everything come from? It all comes from the level of Yochid. It all comes from the level of Atzilus. Therefore, everything in the world has the ability to be bottled to Hashem, except Sholskin Setzmeis. Shazel, Klavo, Cholzitu, Kedusha. Afilu, Madrega, Statachtainim. Because in Kedusha, even the lowest of levels gets the bittel. Bukhol Elu, Befi, Madregosi. Okay? The calls are Bechinus O'Alef. She Bechinus Malikolamik, say the Ishtaushas and Madregas. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. What is the first level of Chayas? The level of Mamalikolam. What is Mamalikolam mean? It comes into every level accordingly to that particular level. Okay? That comes out in a way that it has potential to be bottled. But the bottom line is, Hashem is one simplistic power. And then the Chayas comes out into every detailed creature, whether it's inanimate, plant, animal, and human in the physical world, or whether it's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Basically, it comes out from Rishus HaYochid, Ato Hashem Levadecha, Yochid only. And then it comes into Ato Asiya Shemayim. Then it comes into heaven and earth, and the four worlds, and the Klipa, and Rishus HaRabim. And that's Mamalik Olam. Okay.